every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Friday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a very busy weekend ahead, as we pretty much always do. But this one is, there's a lot going on. We've got SmackDown coming up tonight. Tomorrow is Crown Jewel from Perth. It's something like 5 a.m. Pacific or something like that. We've got TNA Bound for Glory, which is airing on Sunday. We have New Japan King of Pro Wrestling on late Sunday, early Monday with Zack Sabre Jr. and Takeshita for the IWGP title. And it just continues on from there as next weekend is Wrestle Dream. So we'll talk about all of that here today. Plus, we've got a lot of news. Want to wish the best to Corey Graves and Carmella, who have Carmella's given birth to a new child, Bram Julian Polinski, a baby boy. Congratulations to them. She had a lot of issues stemming from the first child, post-pregnancy complications, but she got through it, and now another bundle of joy has arrived. So congratulations to them. We've also got all the news. Raja Jackson, he has pled not guilty. So we'll see what that's going to mean. Some of this Tom talked about yesterday. But we'll talk about injuries. We've got some notes on Survivor Series and Seth Rollins and CM Punk for the title. AJ's retirement. Got some new matches, actually. Or some new appearances, at least, for Bound for Glory. Some ratings notes and plenty more. It's Fun Friday here on the show. Lance Storm is going to join us. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com is the email. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Get a personalized Cameo. F4W Online at Brian Alvarez, the next in Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. And yes, SmackDown has already aired all over the world, except in the U.S. And I'll be watching that tonight. But folks here on Twitch who are outside the U.S. said it looked like it was a good show, those that have seen it. So, I don't think we'll do any spoilers, but there are some returns on the show tonight. That's very exciting. There was also a return on NXT. Omos is back. They did an NXT house show, and Omos was on the show. I don't know what that means, but he was there. And that was the same show where JC Jane went down, and we don't really have an update yet. Hopefully I'll have something at some point, but did not look good. Lots of injuries this week between JC and Kota Ibushi. Kota Ibushi, they actually had Josh Alexander get back into the ring, and Ibushi was counted out, so they may air the match. I don't see why you would, but, I mean, that taping went until midnight. I'm sure they've got enough to fill up 2 hours, but we'll see what they end up doing. So, anyway, what's coming up Saturday or Sunday for Bound for Glory, Lance?
Saturday is a bunch of travel. Sunday is Bound for Glory. We have our Hall of Fame. We have the much-anticipated Trick Williams finally defending against Mike Santana in a singles match. We have, what, Frankie Kazarian and Steve Maclin for the international title. The match a lot of people will be excited for is the Leon Slater versus your boy Javon Evans.
Yes.
I can't fathom that being anything other than a classic X Division style match. The KO's title is Kalani Jordan defending against Indy Hartwell. We've got the women's tag titles on the line. And, of course, the one final table, the last great tag team match of all time, the Dudleys and the Hardys for both the TNA and NXT tag team titles.
So are they still billing it as the last great tag team match?
No, I did that strictly for you.
Okay, because they did. That's how it was originally billed, and then they changed it to one final table or something
Well,
like
I
that.
Think it was one line that Bubba said in the promo. I don't think it was ever billed as that, I don't believe.
The last great tag
But it is
match.
The one final table, the last time. I assume they're going to stick with it. The Hardys and the Dudleys will face off, and it will be a table match.
Wow. Well, we've got a Call Your Shot gauntlet match. And BDE, as we'll call him, has been added. He is a, I guess he's a YouTuber. Is that what they call him? A YouTuber.
But I
1.4 million subscribers.
Too.
He does wrestle. He made his debut in January. He's had 14 matches. So, I mean, man, by current standards, that guy's a vet.
He may have been in the business for 5 years.
Yeah, crying out loud. So he'll be in the Call Your Shot gauntlet match. Tessa Blanchard, Gia Miller's on the show. Inspiration versus the Elegance Brand is on the pre-show. Knockouts Tag Titles on the pre-show, it looks like.
Yes.
And the Hardcore War with Order 4 versus the System. So Vinny and I are going to watch this show Sunday. I'll be live tweeting for my X subscribers if you want to sign up to my X. A lot of good stuff on there. And then we'll be doing a post show. The post show for tomorrow's WWE show is it'll be later in the afternoon because I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. to watch that show. So we're going to start watching about 1 Pacific, and when it's over, we will do a live post show. And if you are a subscriber and you're only listening to these audio shows, you can get a Twitch subscription for free with your Amazon Prime account. Just go to twitch.tv/F4WVideo. And go to sign up, and they'll give you the option of using your Amazon Prime account, and it's free if you have Amazon Prime. So we're going to do a post show on YouTube and Twitch after Crown Jewel and after Bound for Glory this weekend. So lots of content if you want to sign up for that. Or, you know, if you're signed up at WrestlingObserver.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you'll get all of these shows as well. But Crown Jewel has Cody and Seth in the champion versus champion match for the Crown Jewel title. Yes, CM Punk, the belts are not on the line. Tiffany and Stephanie will be squaring off in the women's match. Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed. Australian street fight. John Cena, AJ Styles. And Rhea Ripley and Io Sky versus the Kabuki Warriors. My prediction is that Seth wins the Crown Jewel title, and Stephanie wins the women's Crown Jewel title. I would like to see Bronson beat Roman because somebody interferes or something. We'll see. I think John Cena's beaten AJ because AJ doesn't need the win because he's also retiring next year. And Rhea Ripley and Io versus the Kabuki Warriors, they can go either way.
I'm going Rhea just because it's Australia for nothing else.
Actually, that's true. Rhea Ripley and Io Sky will beat the Kabuki Warriors.
They better not beat both Rhea and Bronson. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, that'd be a bad idea.
I'm picking Cody.
Really?
I think Paul will try to help Seth, and it will backfire, and that will increase tensions because Paul said if he didn't win, he would question even picking him, and Seth can blame Paul and lead to further drama. I think Cody has taken too much of a backseat to the John Cena return as it is. I would not backseat him again. I would go with Cody.
That dog is loud, dude.
He's injured and on medication. He's sleeping.
Jiminy Christmas. He snores louder than...
He probably blew his knee and has bad hips.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
What does that have to do with snoring, though?
He's on drugs, so he doesn't have energy to run around, so he's sleeping.
This guy says we can't hear him. Oh, yeah? Everyone be quiet for a second. Listen. Hear that? Okay, if you can't hear that, then you need to do a...
Great radio,
You need
Brad.
To do a hearing test.
Everyone stop talking. We have a dog to listen to snoring.
Blinding of Josh and yep, some of you, I could tell it was good hearing and who doesn't, based on who can and cannot hear the snoring dog. All right, King of Pro Wrestling is on Sunday night, Monday morning. We got Zack Sabre Jr. against Takeshita for the G1 title, which I expect to be a title change, but I guess it's possible they don't. We got Gabe Kidd versus Yota Tsuji for the global title. Yuto, Ice, and Oscar against Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura for the tag titles. Bolton Oleg against Evil for the never open way title. El Fantasmo against Tanahashi for the TV title. Tanahashi could win one last belt in his career. It's always weird because I don't think we really have TV. Goto, Yoshihashi, and Yo versus Oiwa, Kosei Fujita, and Hartley Jackson. Sonata versus Drilla Maloney. Shingo, Hiromu, and Titan versus David Finlay, Taiji Ishimori, and Clark Connors. And they have added Saray against Suri. You got that? Saray versus Suri for the IWGP Women's title. So a lot of shows coming up.
It's interesting. I think there are multiple companies with TV titles, and none of them have TV.
Yeah, that is exactly the case, actually. And no, it is Bolton Oleg. Dr. Roxo 85.
Brian is dying on that hill.
I think, no, actually, Dave's dying on the hill. Dude, go to the New Japan USA site. They literally, it's Bolton Oleg. Everybody does Bolton Oleg, except Dave and Dr. Roxo 85 here, who might be Dave's burner for all I know. All right, we got a lot of news to get into after the break, including... Tom talked about this a little bit yesterday. Raja Jackson has pled not guilty. So, you know, if you plead not guilty and they find you guilty, they hit you with a lot more than if you plead guilty. So we'll talk about what he is potentially facing when we come back from the break here. So stick around, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So yes, on Thursday, Roger Jackson made an appearance in court, faces two charges related to his August attack on indie wrestler Psycho Stu. He entered a not guilty plea in response to the charges, one of which is a felony, which could see him serve up to 7 years in jail if convicted. He's facing one count of felony battery, one count of misdemeanor battery. Which I still, swear to God, think that the misdemeanor is the slam and the felony is the punches. But, I don't know that for sure. So, he was approached by TMZ, no comment. Next court appearance scheduled for November. Prosecutors say he's facing up to 7 years behind bars if convicted on the felony count. Up to 6 more months if convicted on the misdemeanor.
I suspect they will cut a deal and he will change his plea and take the guilty on the misdemeanor and maybe do a couple months, because I would not want to risk 7 years.
No, I'm just surprised. Just surprised. And then I don't know if Tom talked about this one or not, but Raven revealed he'd been diagnosed with early onset Parkinson's disease. Talking about his upcoming documentary, but he says he has a, quote, stupid tremor from Parkinson's. He said, I'm lucky it hasn't affected me too bad. When I get anxious, the tremor gets worse, or if I'm really tired, I have a sleep disorder. You got to pay the piper sometimes for all the drugs and alcohol and chair shots I took to the head. You got to pay for the damage at some point. He admitted he has tons of regrets, and anyone that says they don't is full of it. But he says he wouldn't have changed anything. Made me who I am. I'm happy with who I am. I'd rather be happy with who I am at the end of my life rather than earlier in my life and not be happy at the end. So his, what's going on over at your house?
Something outside. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Says Raven Effect comes out Amazon Prime November 18th. So if you want to check it out, that's when it's going to be available.
I'm not sure you can say that you have tons of regrets, but then also say that you wouldn't change anything.
Well, that's what he said.
That may be a contradiction, but that is Raven. Wish him well.
Let's see here. New issue of The Observer. Dave provided an update on some upcoming matches. So, Saturday night's main event, we got two of them coming up. There's a November and there is a December. The December Saturday night's main event, obviously, is John Cena's last match, which is believed to be against Gunther. And the November 1st Saturday night's main event is Salt Lake City. And according to Dave, the three matches scheduled at this point are once again Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill. How many frickin' times have we seen that match? Or some variation of it. That has to be a title change at this point. And Drew McIntyre and Jacob Fatu. And I guess the winner of that will get a championship match. And the main event, Seth Rollins, CM Punk for the world title. So that is the November 1st show. And then for Survivor Series on November 29th, they always, of course, do the two War Games matches. And so Dave says the lineup would be Cody versus the winner of McIntyre versus Jacob Fatu. And John Cena, Dominic Mysterio for the Intercontinental title. Which I think obviously Dominic has to win that match.
Brian, can you mute me so I can take a call about my dog?
Yes. So that would be, where was I here? Dominic versus John Cena. John Cena and AJ Styles. You know, John Cena, I mean, he can beat AJ Styles because AJ Styles is making it very clear he will retire in 2026. So you're not, like, making a young star. You're not giving a guy the rub. You know, it's John Cena's final matches. Like, let him get a win over AJ. It's the same thing with Gunther. I mean, Gunther's a multi-time world champion. He can easily survive a loss to John Cena. It's John Cena's last match. It's not like you need to make Gunther into a star. He's already a star. So I think that John Cena should win his final match. However, with Dominic Mysterio, if they're doing Dominic versus John Cena for the Intercontinental title, I think that John Cena needs to put that guy over. I think it would be a great thing for Dominic's career, and that's the direction I would go for that one right there. And then, for War Games, so he claims, as of a week ago, the men's War Games was Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, Jey Uso, CM Punk, and a fifth man, who would be Jimmy or LA Knight, against the heel team of Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Brock Lesnar, and Austin Theory. Austin Theory has been gone since July. He was in a geek tag team with Grayson Waller. He was just there. And I guess it's possible. And actually, you know, now that I think about it, this person says it'll be Jimmy and not Theory. Well, Jimmy would be on the other team. I have been talking for a while about this Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed match. I think Bronson Reed could use a big win over Roman Reigns, give him some credibility. So if Austin Theory is good to go, and if Austin Theory is going to be put into the Paul Heyman faction here, then maybe Austin Theory is going to cost Roman Reigns the match and end up joining Heyman's group, and that would make this entire match make sense. Paul Heyman's been a big Austin Theory proponent for a long time. And so when you first hear this team, it sounds like what? But when I think about it, I get it. So that's the men's Survivor Series match. And then for the women, AJ Lee, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte, Alexa, and Io versus Becky, Asuka, Kairi, Nia Jax, and Lash Legend. What? That's what he says. So I guess we'll find out. I do know that I had I had someone in WWE this morning that was just like, I won't say what he said exactly, but basically skeptical of these teams. But I can actually see the men's team. Lash Legend on the women's team, I mean, I guess you could get a call-up or whatever, but that's kind of weird.
Seems a bit rushed and out of nowhere, but yeah.
So there you go. War Games coming up. Yes, AJ Styles said, and I quote, "I'm getting old, folks. If I could find the fountain of youth, take a couple of sips, I'd wrestle for the rest of my life. But you know, I'm getting older. The fear of embarrassing myself is getting closer. And you know what? There comes a time in a man's life when he has to take care of business. When business is done, time to take care of the family. Need to spend time with the family. Whole idea with wrestling and having an amazing future in the business is to be able to retire one day. And in 2026, I will retire." He says that post-wrestling, he will likely remain with WWE in perhaps a role training wrestlers. So there you go. You know, there's a lot of people that, You know, at some point they're going to have to retire. And
well, everyone eventually.
Yeah, you'd think so. But there's finite number of spots to be like, you know, a trainer, an agent. It seems like as time goes on, there's going to be more and more and more and more people who want to be. You better keep that job, Lance. There's going to be a bunch of people coming for your job here.
Well, I think also, too, though, with the pay scale of the last few years, there may be a lot of people that just go home and be happy.
Well, yeah, it could be, but a lot of those people can't. You know what I'm saying? They just want to stay in this business. Which, actually, you had a very astute comment about people still working in this business. After watching the...
The retro TNA show. Yeah, the 20 years ago, many of the veteran former WWE guys that were in TNA at that point in time are the ones still wrestling, and a lot of the TNA original young guys are the ones that have actually retired since.
Yeah, yeah, the youngest guys on that old Impact show are retired. And the oldest guys on that show are still wrestling and 20 years older. One final table, brother. One final table. All right. Talked about Omos coming back. Don't have an update on JC Jane. I asked. We'll try and get something as soon as we can. But hopefully she's all right. And Tony D. We kind of talked about this on the Brian Vinny show last night, but apparently he's actually been advertised for NXT events the last couple of days. So I thought he was done for sure with NXT. Maybe they're just having him wrestle on house shows until they figure out what to do on the main roster or whatever. But, I mean, they did the Sopranos gimmick, so I think that character has to be gone. And maybe he can come back with a different gimmick in NXT or... Maybe they're just going to have him do something until it's time to come back. Maybe he's kind of getting back into the swing of things. If anybody was at the NXT live event in Columbus, let me know if he wrestled. That was last night. He's got another match scheduled for tonight. All right, we got more news after the break. We're going to take your text messages. No calls today, but text us, 425-780-7566. Questions for Lance, questions for myself, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, this sucks. Just came up at F4WOnline.com. Doesn't look like Psycho Stu ever intends to get back in the ring. Douglas Mollo spoke with TMZ and said from what he's heard, Stu's in-ring career is done. Mollo, a friend of Stu's, was one of the wrestlers who intervened to stop Jackson's attack when it occurred August 23rd, Knox Pro Wrestling. His close friend that I talked to that's throwing this benefit event said that Stu's done with any in-ring work, he said, when they asked if Stu would like to wrestle again. He said, when I also know about some of the stuff that he was dealing with from when I talked to his wife, Lass, and his friends, I don't think being in the ring would ever work again. He said he thinks it would be cool to do an angle where Stu makes a save for him, reversing the situation that played out when he helped stop Jackson's attack, but Mullo doesn't know if that would even be a smart idea. There was a lot of damage he received, plus what he was already dealing with. He wasn't necessarily a spring chicken before the event, so I don't know. They've got a Valor Pro Wrestling benefit show for Stu on November 15th. And Stu's going to be there, so Mollo's excited to show up and give him a hug. And he says he's mostly avoided reaching out to him because he doesn't want Stu to have to relive the trauma he experienced. Stu is a U.S. Army vet, used wrestling as a way to help deal with PTSD, and his GoFundMe has raised, let's see the exact amount, $223,371.
Wow.
So that is at least great to be able to raise that kind of money after everything that went down. All right, we're going to do Fun Friday questions. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. I'm not going to go on this for a long time. But I think it was WrestleJoy had an article about this new ratings deal, whatever they're calling it, panel plus big data, and it's so weird. So long story short, what they used to do was they would have this, they used to call it a diary, but basically Nielsen had, tens of thousands of devices in every home, and you had to log everything that you did. And then they extrapolated that out to all of the people watching television. And it was a small sample size. However, like, they knew everything that everybody watched because everything was logged. They knew what show you watched. They knew how old you were. They knew how long you watched. Like, they had all of these, like, everything was correct. They had all of these details for that. So now they've, this big panel plus data. Anyway, the new system, they've added in all of this information from smart TVs. Okay? So the good news is that it's a much larger sample size. But the bad news is they can't measure a lot with these smart TVs. So, for example, like, they know that the television was on. They know the television was on this channel. But, like, they don't know if anybody was even watching. Like, for example, if you got a TV in a cable box, you could have the TV off and the cable box is running. So they don't even know if you're watching. Like, people used to say, Well, you know, all of these, these numbers are people watch the show and they fall asleep. Well, with Nielsen, that shouldn't have counted. If you fall asleep, you're supposed to log that you fell asleep. Now it's actually like that. If you fall asleep, I mean, you're still going to get credit for watching the show. So anyway, there were a couple of things. This person says it's a more accurate sample. Well, actually, it's not a more accurate sample. There's a larger sample size, but we don't have details, which we had with the old way that Nielsen did it. So basically, they use AI and they use all of this other stuff to take the Nielsen data and extrapolate that into the new smart TV data. So for a lot of, you know, for a lot of shows, it helps. But for a lot of shows, it doesn't help. And the belief is that it underrepresents people aged 18 to 34. And there are a lot of people in the age group of 18 to 34 that watch wrestling. And, you know, there were a lot of other things that I found interesting about the article. Like, they have a way to determine on a smart TV whether you're actually watching the show. Because they can't tell if you're actually watching the show. So the way they determine if you're asleep or awake is if there's any change on your television. You raise the volume, you lower the volume, you change the channel, whatever. If anything like that happens, they know you're watching it, okay? But if that doesn't happen, there's like a time limit where if nothing happens with the clicker for like whatever, hour and hour, 90 minutes or whatever, it presumes that you're no longer watching the show and that you fell asleep. So this is interesting because, you know, all these wrestling shows that have picture-in-picture, they don't want you changing the channel. They want you to sit there and they want you to watch it through the commercial with picture-in-picture. But, you know, the way it works, like for some sports, they don't do this because they presume that if you're watching a long sporting event, you're just going to watch it like the whole time. But for entertainment shows, they want to see the clicker doing something or they presume that you fell asleep, especially if it's a 2 hour, 2.5 hour show. So essentially, if you're watching Dynamite, if you sit down to watch Dynamite on your smart TV and you're watching it and you just sit there and you watch the picture in picture and everything, and you watch the entire show, it may only count 45 minutes because it presumes you fell asleep. Same thing with Raw or any other show that does picture-in-picture. So, you know, the new way is not perfect. And, you know, I think that there's going to have to be some tweaks because there are shows that are suffering. And, you know, I don't think this is the case. Like, a couple of weeks ago, people were like, I think this proves there weren't that many people watching wrestling after all. And I don't think that's what it is. I think that there is an issue with big panel and data that is affecting specifically pro wrestling and a few other shows as well. And underrepresenting 18 to 34 is a big part of it. But what we've also got is like really weird quarters lately. So like the Dynamite show this past week was really weird because it was good for about an hour and 45 minutes. And then it just like it collapsed in the last 15 minutes. And then unlike what normally happens, it went way up for the next half hour, which never happens. That was really weird. And then for Collision, like Collision aired at a different time. Collision aired early, okay? This happens all the time. Every time Collision airs early, it does like a bad number, but it's like a completely straight line because the people that know it aired early, the sickos, they just turn it on and they watch the entire show. But this Collision was weird because it started really low for an hour and then shot up for the second hour. That never happens. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on. And I know people don't like ratings, but like this is important, especially if you're an AEW fan, Lenny, because their deal's up in 2027. And, you know, if they're getting 0.03s, if they're no longer in the top 10, I mean, that's not good at all. So if you're a fan of Dynamite If you're a fan of Collision, like, you need to hope to get this thing figured out. It's less of an issue for WWE because they've signed all these 10-year deals or whatever. I mean, they're set for a long time. But Dynamite is not. You know, they've got a year and a half. And, you know, if that option doesn't get picked up, they're only good through 2027. So, you know, a .07 in the demo for Dynamite, I mean, that is not good. Now, granted, this was a Tuesday show, you know, the Tuesday Dynamite. Basically, NXT did, here's the thing, here's another one. So we had the NXT versus AEW Battle Tuesday. And remember there was that big argument about, oh, you can't run an AEW pay-per-view to WWE pay-per-view head-to-head. AEW will die. I said, no, it's not going to die. You know, there's one out the audience. You're going to watch whatever you want to watch. That's it. Well, what happened here was all of those NXT viewers, they watched what they wanted to watch, which was NXT. NXT going head-to-head with Dynamite did 625,000 viewers, up 10%. Even with Dynamite on the other channel, they were up 10%, and they did a .12, which is up 20% from last week, in fact. Dynamite got killed on an unfamiliar night, 321,000 viewers and a 0.07. So it was actually basically like the head-to-head didn't matter one bit. I mean, the Dynamite show, it was on an unfamiliar night, so it did the number it would do on an unfamiliar night. NXT had a bigger than usual show. It did better than it normally does. And the actual head-to-head, it doesn't appear that one Dynamite fan watched NXT. It does not appear one NXT fan watched Dynamite. It was just, they both ran shows head-to-head, and that was that. So, that's the story. All right, let's look at the, I think Lance had to go, deal with Mac, so it'll just be me here. Let's look at what we have in the text message bin. This person here says, AI is multiplying its intelligence every 1 to 2 years. Eventually, there may be a fountain of youth for AJ Styles. So there you go. And this person says, Mac's numbers must be accurate, right? Shouldn't that help? Also, why don't we know the Mac's number? Wait, listen. Allegedly, in about a year, we're going to start hearing what the Max numbers are. I don't know why. I'm baffled as to why Max doesn't know the numbers of Max. But whatever they are, it's like they're secret. So, obviously, you know, it's not like they're doing zero viewers on Max. What they're doing, I don't know. 100,000-ish? Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. But, you know, it's not 500,000. But I think it's somewhere in the 100,000 range, maybe a little bit more. I thought higher, but I thought higher back when they were doing a lot better. Now that they're down, it's like incremental, whatever. If Dynamite's doing 800,000 viewers, I think a good maybe 200,000 of those are watching on Max. If Dynamite is doing 300,000 viewers, they probably had about 60,000 on Max for that particular week. I mean, this is how it's not like, you know, it's a percentage. My guess is probably between 10 and 20% of the Dynamite number on any given week, 10 to 20% of that number, and that's how many people are watching on Max, okay? So what that number is on any given week, I'm sure it goes up and down, just like the TV rating goes up and down, but it's certainly not zero. Person here says, seems like the ratings have been artificially propped up for a while with the old counting system. And no, the old system, even though it was a small sample size, we had all of the details. Smart TV doesn't know if you're 18 to 49. Smart TV doesn't know how many people are watching. Smart TV, they don't know any of that. But with Nielsen, you had to say, I'm 34 years old. I watched AEW Dynamite on Wednesday for an hour and 46 minutes. Then I shut it off, and they had all of that information. So even though the sample size was small, they had the details. Now the sample size is large, but they have no details. And they fill in those details using what they get from Nielsen. So it's a benefit to a lot of different shows, including the NFL. It has not been a benefit to wrestling. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Person says, who would you say is the top star in AEW right now? This person thinks it would be Tony Storm. It's not Tony Storm. I mean, you can say that Tony Storm is your favorite wrestler, but in no universe is Tony Storm the biggest star in AEW. The biggest star in AEW is probably Jon Moxley. If you take into account his stardom in WWE, his stardom in AEW, the fact that he's on every single show, I mean, he would be the biggest singular star that they have right now. So, I don't think anyone else. No palindrome. I know you like Tony. She is not the biggest star in AEW. I like her very much as well, but she's not. What else do we have here? There's a GCW Fight Club show this weekend. GCW versus JCW War Games, night one. If you want to check it out this weekend. So that's a quick plug here at the end of the show. The Art of War Games match, Saturday, October 11th, Atlantic City, 8 p.m., so there's a War Games that you can check out this weekend on everything else as well. What's going on with WWE ID? Saw Zeta Steele and Kylie Rae announce they left the program, wondering if something was up. I don't know yet, but I've heard that something might be up. But is that vague enough for you? I don't know anything more than that at this point. And should also note it's Friday, everybody. So let's all cross our fingers. We got to wrap it up. I'll be back later on this weekend, as noted. Vinny and I will be up after Crown Jewel tomorrow afternoon for all subscribers. You can watch live on YouTube or Twitch. Same thing on Sunday for Bound for Glory. I'll be up with Dave Meltzer as well. A lot of shows coming up this weekend, and that's it. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.